Oh man, look at all these people they join. Your soul is mine forever. Alrighty, open up any version of Flash that you have that will allow you to work with ActionScript 3. In my case, I'm working with Flash CS5 Professional. You might be in CS4 or CS3. All of those will allow you to work with ActionScript 3. Make a new ActionScript 3 file. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, the size and dimension of your file is something that you want to consider. So let's look over here. My frames per second, say 24 frames per second, and my size is 500 by 400, and that's, or 550 by 400, and that's not really what I want. So I'm going to go to edit that size. Now, the YouTube video you're watching right now is recorded. I record at 1280 by 720. But I don't want it actually that big, but I want that aspect ratio, that shape of a rectangle. Because that's what most people's monitors that they're buying today from Walmart or Circuit City or Best Buy or whatever, they're buying that shape of monitor. And I would say that YouTube video shape, that rectangle is a good guide to go by. So I'm going to change this to 800 and this to 450. And that will give me the shape I want without being really too big, because I don't want exactly 1280. Press OK. A nice shape there. That's more like somebody's monitor, a modern monitor. So that way when people full screen things, your application will fill their screen nicely. I'm going to change my stage to black. I'm going to go to developphp.com and I'm going to be snatching up Flash source files from here that I can apply to this file. That way I'll save myself some time and you can do the same thing if you like. I'm going to click Flash ActionScript 3 in the video tutorial section here. I'm going to scroll down this list until I see preloaders and preloading. And I'm going to go to, let's see, which one do I want? I think I'll go with the regular. You can pick either circular you like or the regular bar. The circular is really nice. I think I'll go with that one. So I'm going to download that. Click download, and Google Chrome is downloading it right now, and I'm going to scoop it up. Okay, so now I have that circular preloader loaded into Flash CS5, and I'm going to transfer these things to my new file. Or you can choose to start building from this file. So let's grab the action script on this frame. Copy, and then go to the new file, and let's create a couple of layers there. And on top, let's name this AS3 for ActionScript 3. And let's press F9 to open the actions panel, and Control V to paste that in right there. And then on frame 2, press F6. Make a new keyframe, press F9, and just type in the stop command. And the reason why we're doing all that, if you don't happen to know, is once you create your world, it might be a kind of a bulky thing initially that's loading up. You can always load things after the fact of the initial load, but many times when something's loading, it's graphically heavy, or maybe it has some other heavy elements in it. And you want to make sure you give your users a loading percentage indication. That way they can see exactly what's going on. They don't see a blank screen for any amount of time. Seeing a blank screen for any more than 2 seconds is very confusing. Alright, now the next thing you want to do is highlight these three layers. And you can highlight all three together by just putting your mouse over one, click down and drag as you go, and hold down with the mouse button, and you'll select multiple layers. And then let go when you have as many as you want selected. Then you right click them, copy frames, go into your new file, and let's go right here, 1, 2, 3. And it won't let me do it while I'm recording the video, so I'm going to have to pause, highlight them, and then we'll resume. Yeah, it just won't let me do it while I'm recording the video for some odd reason. But it's simple to just hover your mouse over any frame, click down and drag, and you'll highlight a bunch of them. Now I'm going to right click and paste those into place. So I'm going to take it, I'll take all three layers, or all the items, and just highlight them all together. So with everything selected, you can just put it into place. Okie dokie, it looks like it's right in the middle, that's fine. Doesn't have to be perfect. You put it wherever you want. Maybe you want it in the left top corner. Doesn't matter. Now it looks like I can delete couple of these layers because I don't need them, and I just need one to be under there. So I'll rename this one My Whole File, and that's where you want to put on the second frame. You press F6, and that's where you want to put all the content for your file. Now this way in the preloader, you can see I have a whole big chunky movie clip full of things here But you can see on scene one, you really don't have to bring that into the new file, only if you want to experiment with how it's going to show the preloader. But it's really not necessary. And I'm going to go ahead and close this one out, because I have everything I need from that. I'm not going to save it. And now I can just put a movie clip right here. So I'm going to grab a rectangle primitive. Now once you have that on stage, right click it, convert to symbol, and let's call it whole file. Or whatever you want to call it in the library, it really doesn't matter. And the registration could be whatever you want. I'll make mine center registration. And make sure it's type movie clip. Okay. Now let's go ahead and lock these layers because they don't have to be open for us to put anything on them. And we don't want to accidentally put anything there. There. Now you have a movie clip in which you treat this movie clip as your new root timeline for whatever your application that you're going to make. And now you have a preloader on frame 1. And let's look at that code. It goes to current frame plus 1. That means frame 2. And that's where your big chunky file could be with all kind of graphic elements, and it'll take a long time to load, but you don't have to worry about it if it does take a long time to load, because you got a nice circular preloader now, or any preloader you want to grab up. But it's important to have your whole file nested in a movie clip on frame 2, and that's all that's going to ever be in my root timeline. I'm going to now continue working inside of it. So I double click, and here I am inside. And this is where I will build my world. Now my particular world is going to be a little bit different from what you've seen on other social network sites or whatever, in where mine's going to be like a whole world. So what I did, I'm in Fireworks CS5 by the way, and in Fireworks I created a whole bunch of path symbols. So you can see they're all paths, I'll zoom in on those, and it's just like a rectangle or an ellipse that you drag out. You can adjust the points on all of that. So if you draw, and I drew it all out with the pen tool. So these are the actual land masses that I'm going to be bringing in to Flash. And I can just copy the whole thing. Just select it, press Control C, and they will still be editable shapes in Flash. They'll be raw shapes. That way when they grow big or grow really small, so maybe you want to zoom in on things or whatever, they won't lose their look if you bring in raw shapes. And I'll show you what I mean. So if you're using Fireworks, you can bring paths, path symbols. Let me select one and I'll show you what I mean. See how it says path down here? You want to make sure they're all paths. I'm going to press Control C. I'm going to go back to Flash. And inside my file here, I'm going to make a new layer where that rectangle is on the first layer. Make a new one above it. And on that layer, when I select that, I'm going to press Control V now. Flash is preparing to import. Now it gives you this dialog. You want to make sure you keep all paths editable. And if you have any text, you want to keep that editable too, or whatever. Current frame as movie clip, okay. So now you can see I have my land masses here. And I can move them about anywhere I want by double clicking. And you can see all the little groups. You see that? Let's look at what that is. That's a drawing object in Flash. You double click it, bam. You can adjust all those points or whatever. If I want to grab this corner, you see how when I put my mouse in that corner, it gives me a little corner symbol. And then when I put it here, it gives me the little grab symbol. So you can adjust all these shapes. They're editable shapes, just like if you happen to draw them in Flash, which you could do. You could just take the pen tool and draw this all out in Flash, and you wouldn't have to do it in Fireworks or Photoshop. Wherever. I just happen to like working in Fireworks, and I can get a little more creative in Fireworks. And you can bring it right in as if you had drawn them right there in Flash. And you can see all of my continents now. If I click on each one, they each have their own layer, and that's pretty nice. So it really sets everything up nice when you just import it like that. Now I can go into my whole file clip again, and here where I have that rectangle, Control X, get rid of that. Don't need it anymore. Delete that layer. And now you just, if you go back to your scene one, where you have your preloader and everything, this preloader in frame one, frame two is whatever board you want to start with. Or it could just be a rectangle you want to start with. Now before we get into constructing the initial screen that the user will see when the game loads up, the first task is to make sure that we can call out to PHP or use flash bars to send in some PHP dynamic variables for loading in that particular user that's logged in. So now with this all set up, if I press Control Enter to test the file, you can see it zips right past frame 1. and go straight to these little drawing objects. And really, that's not even enough data in the file for this loader to even have any time. It's going to spin so fast and load so fast, people probably won't even be able to see it at first. I'll have to throw some more content into my file if I really want to for people to see the loader well. But if this was all my file was ever going to contain, I would never even put the loader in place. But I'm going to put some more stuff in this movie clip, which is my whole game. So stay tuned if you're interested.